and only one person has spoken about this from the United States government, a woman by the name of Deborah Lipstadt, who's the State Department envoy to combat anti-Semitism, and she was speaking at the something called the Israeli American Council, a pro-Netanyahu lobbying group funded by Miriam Adelson. I think you'll be scandalized by what she said. Cut number six.
After October 7th, there was a feeling around the world that Israel is weaker. And
you want a beeper?
I can give you a few.
That's the attitude of the State Department to mock mass slaughter and a war crime.
She should be fired, right? That's instant termination, literal instant termination. I can guarantee you that the State Department didn't give her permission to make that statement. I can guarantee it, because the State Department knows that what happened in Israel is an act. What Israel did was an act of terrorism. That should be, so the State Department is sought to avoid this. You've seen smirking Mr. Miller and his, you know, lackeys up there. They just won't even address the issue. They pretend it didn't happen. We're going to investigate it. We're going to do this, but they're never going to commit to it because they can't commit to it. She just committed the unpardonable sin of legitimizing what the Israelis did with a stupid, stupid comment. That's instant termination, but she can't be terminated because the Israeli lobby will never let her be terminated. But that is disqualifying as a diplomat. It's disqualifying in terms of just being a moral human being. She should be liquidated from civil society, meaning that wherever she goes, she should never again be given an opportunity to speak or represent anything. She has disqualified herself as a human being. I'm not talking about doing violence to her. I would never do that. But she should never be allowed to represent the United States of America ever again.
Right.